One step into the light, one step away from night. It's the hardest step you're gonna take. The ship to take you there is waiting at the head of the stairs that lead up through your opened mind.
And you are listening to Radio RMN. This is Raylan Allen. I'm talking to Ron Amatron, and we've been doing various kinds of healings, clearings. And Ron, we were talking before we went to break about the conference calls, and you said you've got one coming up Friday. So let's invite everyone who wants to come to this conference call to come to the conference call. How's that sound?
Yeah. Okay, so the conference call is $20. It's a one-hour creation lightship healing. We go to the lightship, and we go into different rooms. In fact, we'll take people up right now to the lightship listening so you can get an idea of what it's like. And I'll just start this off here. So you go to my website, and I think on the very top there's a location where you click in, use PayPal, and it'll send you the phone numbers. Phone number and PIN number to get on the call. But here we go, everybody. Nothing for you to do. Remember, the light does not need you to do any type of other healing modalities. Just be here. Just have to show up. And you're all listening right now, so I'm going to count to five as I go up to the light dip. And you may feel the area around you feel a little spacey. Possibly, okay? You're going to be taken out of this reality going into pure light. You're going to be there physically with what you're wearing. Room won't change. You're not going to be, like, disappeared out of your room where you are. But you're going to be bi-located. So here we go. One up to the light ship. One, two, three, four, and five. You're there right now. And there's light beings there that take on physical forms like we have here. And we're going to a few of these rooms for you. And you want to request a healing on what you're dealing with. So the first room we're going to go into, since the lady mentioned pain in her body a while back here, we're going to go into the pain release room. And normally there's three light being doctors that are there, and you're talking to them physically or using, like, mental telepathy. So you are in communication. You're there and here at the same time. If you're a seer, you might see these beautiful light beings in front of you. Sometimes they will appear to you as, like, a white light silhouette. That's what I'm seeing right now. I'm there myself. I bi-locate all the time. And we're there now to request your healing for your pain, and we'll see what they can do for you. Now, what I will say on the light ship, you are completely healed. But when you come back here, and you're being beamed up and down, we'll say at the speed of light, not the speed of the light that we have here in the time-based reality, true speed of light. And, because it's much higher than what we have here. But each time you come back down, if you have any corruption, gump, judgment stored in your energetic bodies that caused your problem to begin with, that will not be healed because those energies were not created by the light ship. They're created by the earth spirits. So the old musty coats of our judgments will say get wrapped around us. And you may not have a perfect healing, although you could. So I don't want to invalidate saying that you're not going to have anything done to you. I'm just telling you how it works. So we're going into the pain release room right now. And we'll go into one of my rooms that I kind of like. This is the floating magnet room. That's one of them. There's many of them. Not being in judgment here, but the floating magnets are very nice. They kind of buzz around you. And these are conscious beings too. And you might feel your body energy changing. You might have tingles in your body. We're in this room. Now, we can be up there for a long time. Here was just maybe a half a minute or so that I talk about the room. We're going into another room, and we'll go into the room that has the amethyst crystal geode. It's a large healing room. Each one of us has our own particular room, like it's very large when you go into it. And you're going to feel the individual little crystals in the field doing healing work on you, but you must request the healing. So I'll give you maybe 15 seconds here of silence. Okay, going into the hot tub room. This is very nice, too. happen to be in cold climate right now, as it's winter time, you can request to have your body temperature increase slightly. So you can request that. Right now, we're inside of these hot tubs. We're in a gel. And this gel, what I'm seeing right now, there's pink and there's also golden gel, different hot tubs that I'm perceiving. And we're in this gel, and it's going to go around your body, and it'll start to take away toxins from you. Again, you want to request healing. We're going to go into a room. This is where the females are, kind of like a beautification room. You can actually feel energies maybe starting to work with your face and your skin, and the female light beam doctors will start to do some healing work with you. If you go to my website, you'll see a light beam there. I have some free clearings on the left-hand side, and I think all of those will bring up a light beam picture. Also, other ones are there, too. But we're dealing right now with the female light beams that you would see on my website. So we'll increase the energy here. I'll use the word stronger. Here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into another location. You might feel your skin getting a little warm, and they're working with your skin, working with your toes. You might feel your muscles getting relaxed right now. We'll go into one other room here, and we'll go into the room, kind of see what they want to bring up for me here. We'll go in where the dolphins are. So there's three dolphins coming to you, and we're in the water. The water is silver, sparkles like diamonds, very, very beautiful. And the dolphins will come to you, and upon your request, they'll start to do what they can do to help you. So here we go. Here comes the dolphin energy. I'll increase that for you. If you wish even to put your hand out in front of you, even both hands, just move them out slowly, and you want to kind of have your body sensitivity increased a little bit. And you can actually feel them stop. And you can move your hands from left to right and up and down. And you can actually feel the texture of the dolphins, right? This is what you're doing right now on the light tip. You can actually feel the really soft skin, how slick it is, pure light energy, because they are taking on a physical form of a light being to help you manifest it into a physical form. And you can ride with them if you wish to hop on one of their back. That's quite nice. People like doing that. So that's the experience of the dolphin. Again, request for healing. Go into one other room. This one here is really nice, too. It's the bumblebee room. These are really large bumblebees. You ride on them, feel their fur on the back. It's quite nice. Kind of like the one on one of those, like a Disneyland ride with Dumbo or something. They're quite large. They're probably about 6 to 8 foot in length. And you're riding the bumblebee. We'll give you some nectar here. And it's going on your end of your index finger. You're going to put it now underneath your tongue. And you can probably feel your saliva change. Okay. And I'll go into one other room. And we'll go into what I call the food court, where all the light beings get their nourishment. Some light beings don't need to eat food at all. Others may eat food. That's where they're going to for the next incarnation. So we'll go into the room that has the golden plate. Now, these golden plates instantly measure your body energy and see what you're missing. So you're putting your hands on two golden plates right now. For some people, you might feel your hands buzzing, and it's just sampling your body energy to see what you need, what type of life force you're missing. Now, we're going into the next room, kind of like a little phone booth, we'll call it. And you're walking in there, sitting down, and you're putting your hands also on two other plates. And right now, they're transmitting, we'll say, into you automatically the energy that you need to sustain life. That's what you're having right now. Okay? And we'll go into one final room before we come back. And they're showing me the golden waterfall room. So you're going to have your body cleansed with golden light. The water does not touch your skin, but it goes all around your skin and actually goes through your body, but you cannot really feel that much of a sensation on it, but it is going through you, taking away judgment, impurities, etc. Remember, all impurities would be judgment in a physical form. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And now we're going to be coming back from the light ship. Your feelings were between you and the light being doctor, this source energy working with you. And you're giving your thanks, although they don't need any thanks because they don't live in judgment. They're just here to help you. People do that. We're coming back down. And here we go, coming down. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So this is what I do when I work with people, doing sessions either on the internet or privately. Like I said, I have the access code to go to the light ship. Can't go to the light ship on your own. That's what Jesus said, you have to go through me to go to the Father. Same process 2,000 years later. Because if you did, the light would see you as darkness, and it does not allow darkness in its realm, and it would actually terminate you. Because it does not allow darkness to come into its location because it would be contaminated. Light only knows light, not allow darkness. So that's why I'm here, is to help people and facilitate healing that way.
I've got a couple of questions from our listeners. Can your healing, can your types of healing help a macular degeneration in his left eye?
That, I can't say yes to that, and I can't say no, okay? I'll give you a situation just briefly here on a healing. This is on my website also. A person came to me with a problem with a dog bite. So they had pain. So I think I was doing a pain clearing, and then I saw that from there it went into something else. You have past life energies coming forward in the dog bite. And then you also have a whole bunch of other things, entities coming into that, and emotional bodies of somebody that had a dog bite in the past come to you because they resonate with that pain. And then from there, the bottom line was is that the person was infected with the DNA from the dog and the dog bite from the saliva of the dog. So as you looked at different situations, there's many ways that the healings need to be done, in a sense, to get a complete healing. So it's really hard to say, can that be done? Yeah, I would imagine at some point it can be, but you have to start backtracking to see when it first started to happen to you, how long ago it happened, what the emotional charge is on it, which turned into judgment, and you have to start working your way through a lot of these situations. Now, some people can do a clearing, and all of a sudden they have pain relief. What I will do now is a clone healing for people. Now, this is going to get, okay, this is going to be really sci-fi, okay? So I'm going to describe this here. When I was back in New York at the New Life Expo in October, I was doing clone healings. I probably worked with about 600 people, I believe, doing this with them. Clones come into our body. These are artificial intelligent life forms. And remember, we live on timeline, okay? And the physical body that we have is typically a clone. So right away, you just have to listen to me to understand what I'm talking about because it's going to be so far out, your mind will not be able to comprehend it. And maybe the clone that's listening may not even want to hear it anyway. But here we go. So just bear with me. So what happens is probably about every 10 minutes we change clone. We live on timeline. And I'll first talk about timeline. The most common thing is that you lose your wallet, your keys, or something, and then you find them a few days later, and you realize that you where you looked before, it wasn't there, and now it appeared. So I know everybody out there has had this problem, okay? Or they have a deja vu. Well, that's because you're on timeline. So you're abducted probably every maybe 10 minutes or so on a timeline by the alien. And they create for you a complete movie set like seeing right now in front of you. Nothing changes. And to go even further a little bit here, What I will say is your neighbor that you cannot physically see there right now. Okay. Things only appear when you look at them through your senses, through your eye. Okay. And so the darkness probably is not generating, the next city that you, you know, have next to your city for you because it's not needed. It only will replicate that or generate that as you, get awareness of it. Or drive your car into that city. Otherwise, it may not even exist. So that's another thing that's a little far out for people to understand. But we'll just keep going here. So what they do is they put phones into you. So I'm going to do a phone body release. Now, we're going to take an issue, and we'll take an issue for eyes, since the gentleman's talking about eyes. And we're going to work with the main heading on the timeline. And there could be 1,000 timelines for your eyes. To harm your eye, okay? And we'll release two, I'll do one of these timelines. You're going to actually feel, better, probably see better afterward. So here we go. And phones come into you all the time on a given timeline of what emotion you're using or what you're doing in your life. I'll just continue on with what I'm talking about here so to get a better clue on it. Let's say that you want to go to the grocery store. So where you are right now, you're in your house, and there's a phone in you and wants to go grocery shopping. Next thing is you start to walk out your front door. You're changing mindsets now because now you're outside your house. Another phone comes in. The information from the last phone is passed on to you, the memories. And so now you start walking to your car. Now it's phone number two. Get into your car. Phone number two does not know how to drive. Phone number three does. So phone three comes in. It's all under the heading of going to the grocery store, okay? And you start driving your car. You get there. Now you have to get out of your car and get a shopping cart. So you get one in the parking lot. Phone number four comes into you. It goes into the front door of the grocery store. Now you get out your checklist that was probably made an hour ago by some other phone, okay? Now you're living and with the phone number four. Now it starts to read about what you're going to be buying. So you look and you see, oh, tomato. It's tomato. So all of a sudden that keys phone number five to come into you who wants to buy tomato. Now it goes to the location where the tomatoes are. I saw this tomato. You look on your shopping list now and it says you have to buy potatoes. Well, all of a sudden that's a different phone who wants to sort out potatoes. So they come in. Now you can watch this in people. Okay, as you ask them a question, a lot of people will kind of pause and you ask them a question for maybe a half a second or so, and you may watch their eyes change, their body might jerk a little bit, they may make a yawn or something, and that's a different phone coming in to respond to you. This is really far out talking about this reality. I'll be doing phone healings at the Conscious Life Expo coming up here in Los Angeles in I think the 10th of February. But we're going to take out phones and I'll have you. Now, you may feel your body jerk, and I'll take them out one by one. We'll probably get rid of 50 phones. So here we go. This is for a timeline. Remember, the timeline heading is eyes. It's also a timeline heading probably for cancer, one for back pain, you know, all different things that we experience here emotionally and physically. There's a timeline for that. And that's where the aliens come on board. And each clone is probably controlled by a different alien race. So they buy pieces of you on a timeline. Remember, it's like a horse race. They're all lined up, but which one's going to be moving ahead of the other one, and that's the one that's the clone of you. So here we go. And they look just like you. Your clothing can actually change on your body. Your hair might change. Your facial features can change. You may feel your body jerk as one gets released over another. So here we go. First clone out. Two out, and I'll just count the phone. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, okay, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, and 50. Okay. Now just see how your body feels. You should be feeling a little bit lighter physically because you're approaching more of who you are. Who you are is at the very end of this clearing. And it could be, 900 clones with you with the, on the timeline of poor eyesight, but you could have many, many timelines. Sorry, Lynn, back to you.
Well, you know what was very amazing is somewhere around 30, I got this picture of a man working fields of hay, and he was just really angry with me that I was throwing him out because he was having fun working in the hay, whatever that meant. But he did leave. I just thought that was very, of all the images that I could see, I would never have thought that would be one that came up.
Yeah, and that could be a past life of you stored in your genetics of that also. And
yeah,
the aliens attached to you through emotional situations. Maybe he got poked in the eye with some hay, a piece of straw or something. Okay?
Okay, I've got a few more questions for you. So let me read them to you. A guy named Tolek told Alfred Weber, he's a friend of ours, that many people will be ascending into fourth and fifth dimension before the end of March 2013. We would also see UFOs and aliens. What's your opinion on this?
Well, first of all, the true ascension has no date on it. Light of the Darkness does have true ascension points. Like the one at 2012 in December, that's the typical Mayan ascension date, okay, because the calendar ends. So when I talk about this, if you just look at what you have is a race of people living here a long time ago that made a calendar, and they found out that as they're looking through the timelines that it ended. Well, I see it a little differently. I'll tell you about my view on this here. So what I see is a group of Mayans, people that like to use their spiritual practices to worship the sun and then take people and kill them, popping off their, their head, taking off their heart, drinking their blood, whatever they did, on a ritual. So they're setting up a timeline for us to go into a Mayan alien race to do the same thing to you. During that particular time. And so that's what I see, that they set into stone throughout the different cultures when the calendar ended, which is at that time. And that's their time to abduct you and to take you away. And since they did their spiritual practices here of torturing, killing people, that could be happening to you. That's why I have on my website a clearing for a 2012 ascension clearing. People who have heard about that, who got connected to it energetically somehow, or who even believe in it. You don't have to believe in it. Once you hear about it, they have you tagged. Remember, it's energy. Once you hear about it, you're there, okay? And so how strong is it? Is it a little bit or a lot? Well, they still have you tagged. It doesn't matter. That's why I have this clearing on to get you out of that situation. So for myself, I do not wish to go into that type of because that's their spiritual practice, okay? Another way of looking at it. Now, the dark side does have many ascension points of where you're going to. And that's another alien abduction process. So when you hear something being stated, it's not going to be the true ascension because the light does not live in time. So anything that's prediction, anything that people see from the future or the past, you're reading timeline. You're reading alien timeline in the future that they created for you to live on. More recently, for your own life, you have your natal chart. When you're born, the aliens give you a chart to control your life. Now, another way of talking about that is people say, well, your chart is here to give you spiritual lessons that you have to work through for the reincarnation process so that you can understand yourself better and to know about your past. Well, that's what they're doing to you, giving you a chart of how the aliens wish to control your life. And it's basically in stone unless you change it, okay? And so people do understand what that is all about. So that's just another form of mind control. There's thousands of planets connected, ported to you, that are causing you harm. And so when I hear about predictions like that, it's just a timeline that somebody's reading. Is it correct? Yes, it is correct on that timeline of the dark. Remember, the light does not have time, does not create timeline. Light has no future. Everything is in the now, okay? And so, yeah, you can believe that. It would be correct on that timeline. So everybody who does read and connect the timeline, that could be true. In true light, there's no dimension. It's all light. But light does not have subcategories of light. It does not have a spiritual hierarchy. It's all light. Back to you, Raylan.
Okay. The other question is, can you please repeat your yahoo.com email address for the questions people will send you for your Monday show? Now, that's something they have to do to you because you live in the moment and you can't read and comprehend large masses of words. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay.
So I'm looking now, if I can read the letters. So DLS, and then the word questions with an S, RMILL. DLS, questions, RMILL. At Yahoo.
At yahoo.com. Okay.
Yes, and just, if you just put in what show you'd like me to address the question on in the subject line, maybe the date would be great. Some people may want to listen to a program in a week or so from this Monday, and if I address a question for them on this Monday, they won't be listening. They'll be in the next Monday. That's why it's nice to have the date of the show brought forth.
Well, that's really quite nice. I never even thought about offering our readers that sort of option. But the way that you do shows, you can actually do that. And especially right now with, the holidays coming up, because people may not be where they can ask a question. I mean, they may be sitting down to dinner with their entire family who would think that they should be committed for listening to you. I'm quite sure that there are a lot of people out there that think I should be committed for inviting you on this radio network. Anyway, I've got another comment here. Carlos Castaneda talked about shadow-like flying entities that eat our energy. They literally farm us so they have food and leave us without vitality. Oh, my God, I've got some of those types in physical body also. our negative emotions are what allow them to do this. Yes, I agree with that. Newborns are covered with this fringe of vitality. But by
28 after.
Oops, hey, I'll finish this on the other side of the break. You're listening to Radio RMN. I'm talking with Ron Amatron, and Ron's going to be our host in the fourth and fifth hour on Monday, starting this Monday. And you're going to love Ron, because I love Ron. I've been talking to him for days now. And we'll be right back here on Radio RMN, brought over the microsecond.fm.
DisclosureNewsOnline.com is the web version of Disclosure News Magazine Monthly. It's an alternative news product from Southern Illinois, now in its 8th year. DisclosureNewsOnline.com details the crime, corruption, and official misconduct rampant in the state of Illinois. For local, state, and national news affecting all of us, presented with a no-nonsense approach, visit DisclosureNewsOnline.com to subscribe and have the full print version of Disclosure News mailed to your home monthly. That's DisclosureNewsOnline.com.
Hurry up, Johnson. You're bringing it through here.
Gosh, sir. We've been climbing the face of this pyramid for over 5 minutes. I'm exhausted.
Yeah, I can see you are. But I'm fine. Why is that, Johnson?
I don't know, sir.
Nutrition Boy, I told you. I bought my food for this journey from a freeze-dry guy, and I got delicious, nutritious stuff, and I feel great. But you...
Sir, I've already heard that lecture.
Yeah, probably a waste of time. Come on, Johnson. Through that hatch right there.
Yes, sir.
Down these steps.
Come on, sir.
Through the door at the bottom, and here it is, Johnson. Behold.
Wow! A sarcophagus full of freeze-dried food!
And notice the variety.
Sir, That means even the ancient Egyptians knew about the freeze-dry guy.
No, it means I planted it here in 97 and it's still good.
Wow. Let's eat, boy.
Yeah.
What do we have? Beef stroganoff?
Oh, yeah.
Chicken and noodles? Mm. Got some sweet and sour pork here.
Right.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Are you getting harassed by debt collectors? Do you cringe when the phone rings or when getting your mail? Are you having problems with your mortgage? Had enough and don't know what to do? Well, whatliesinyourdebt.com can help you turn harassing phone calls and letters into cold hard cash. Discover how many people like you are making thousands of dollars holding debt collectors accountable for their misdeeds. Don't wait. Empower yourself today. Go to whatliesinyourdebt.com. We promise it pays to know. That's whatliesinyourdebt.com to find your solution.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
In America, politicians are about to vote on the creation of a police state and a permanent state of war everywhere on Earth, including the homeland, mein Führer. The U.S. Senate will be voting on a bill that will give this president and every future president the power to order the military to pick up and imprison, without charge or trial, civilians anywhere in the world, including America.
Illuminati, you'll never take control. Your new world order will lead to none at all.
Let's just go over that again because it may seem insane or unhinged at first. The American president wants the power to arrest and detain anyone, anywhere, indefinitely, without charge or trial, forever. Yes, it still sounds insane.
Serving the planet 24/7. The Micro Effect Broadcasting Network.
One step into the light, one step away from night. It's the hardest step you're gonna take. The ship to take you there is waiting at the head of the stairs that lead up through your opened mind.
And welcome back. You're listening to Radio RMN on the Micro Effect Broadcast Network, and I am talking with Ron Amatron. And we are talking about the many different kinds of healings that he does. And you're, as the months and years go on, here on Radio RMN, you're going to be treated to all sorts of healings like this. I've got a question from the chat room, and the question is, can a cabal ascend?
Boy, okay, let me think on that one. It depends. Okay, first of all, you want your body to do the ascension. You need to have your body cleared out of judgment. Your spirit can also ascend, so that's no problem. So what you need to realize is that the light does not judge you of what you have done here on this planet, okay? You just need to get the energies taken away from you. The ascension process is, in a sense, very complex. I'll just talk about the time of Jesus. But Jesus came, and in Christianity, they normally just say that Jesus came to take away people's sin. He healed you from your sin. And that is correct. He was taking away the genetic programming from what they had in store inside of their body, what they had stored inside of their body from their ancestors, okay, the belief system of judgment, so that physical body could do the ascension. But as you know, people living 2,000 years ago was not inundated with information like we are today. So that is how you have to clean out your body as of this point right now as I'm talking. It could change a little bit maybe as the aliens get released here and you get taken off of the timeline. But basically, that's it. So moving into the energy of judgment here, can somebody who does awful things to people ascend? Yes, they could. No judgment there. Light doesn't see them as any kind of judgment, what they did in the past. But you have to clean out the energy out of your body for the ascent. That's what Jesus sort of mentioned in the Bible. Like I said, I'm not a Bible person, but he mentioned about turning the other cheek, something like that, which just means to be in peace energy. You need to be in peace. Like I said earlier, everybody on this planet did the mind to heart drop at one time, and they could stay there. Everything that we have that is negative to our situations here that we all live in would be probably eliminated, because you cannot have a negative thought and to cause somebody harm. You cannot pick up a gun and shoot somebody when you're inside of your heart. And the other person that you're talking about who had the comment relating to energies being stolen from you, eaten from you, beings in the invisible. Yeah, that is correct. That's the alien. That's an energetic life form. But yes, that's what goes on.
Yeah, I think that a lot of different articles and people have talked about energy vampires.
Yes, that is correct.
And so that literally is the aliens that we're talking about, isn't
it? Yes, that is the aliens, and you could also have a shapeshifter living inside of your body that comes up once in a while. If you've ever seen anybody, you're walking around or you're talking to a friend of yours, and all of a sudden you see one of their eyes physically change to like a reptilian type of eye or like a cat's eye or something. One eye is normal, one isn't. Maybe one eye, we'll say, is blue. Normal color of both eyes are blue. Mm-hmm. One eye is blue, one eye turns black instantly. And then you do a double take on the person, now it's back the way it was. Well, that's a shapeshifter inside of your body living there with you, like the back seat of the bus. And it wanted to come out and look out of your eyes, see what's going on. And sometimes you actually see them physically change shape instantly, and then they will come back into their human type of form that they're living inside of. Or they could be living a clone body that looks human, looks real, and they're not. The newer model clones that are, if you're living, now remember, I talked about taking clones out of you. So these are clones that were created from your spiritual blueprint of life, and part of your spirit energy, a little piece of sand of that is inside of you. And they use that to create this whole body. But there are actual clones that have no spirit or soul in them. Mm-hmm. And they look human, and they have an anatomy also. Now, these are the newer clone models, are the ones that are the perfect human specimen. This would be the real handsome gentleman who's not overweight, probably really thin. And what you can tell in the beautiful looking lady, you know, the perfect alien specimen. Remember, the aliens aren't going to put out a clone body of a person that weighs 500 pounds that can hardly walk and waddle around. They're going to put out a perfect human replica. Now, these human replicas that are perfect from the more advanced alien races will have eyes that look like glass, and they're going to be very, very, very bright, and their faces may look symmetrical. That is a cloned type of person.
Mm-hmm.
And we should probably get into your original question a long time ago about the attacks of the aliens and what's going on in the underground stuff here.
Right.
And then what I'd like you to do is take a note, because I would like to do a clearing, and I'm trying to see what I have on my note here. I want to do a crown chakra closing clearing for people because the aliens come into your crown chakra. Now, how much time do we have left on this program?
We have about 15, 16 minutes.
Okay, so I got to be really quick here.
Okay.
Working with people and then finding out that aliens connected to them with the alien mind control and the satellites. I do have free clearings on the website. I have Gray Sky Clearing. That's the code name for the program that I'm working with the United States of America. I have to get this right so you understand what I'm talking about. Founding Fathers, constitutional energies, that was here. The Founding Fathers are time travelers. So they instilled for this country, I'll just say human rights. Basically, that's what it was, okay? Free will, free choice. I'm sure that there's other things that could be in the Constitution initially that may not be what you may want to have in there, but I'm not political. I'm just telling you what they did here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And what they wanted, okay? So from there, they, in the 60s and maybe even earlier than that, we all know about the government doing time travel experiments with people. So that's a no-brainer, okay? But what they did is they sent soldiers out in the 60s. Normally you have to be attached to the military to do this. So they had volunteers, we'll say, going into the future. And a lot of these people are living there on timeline. They went off into a future timeline. And when they were there, they looked back upon the Earth in our time right now. Remember, you can do remote viewing, right? And look back on history and stuff. And they saw alien wars happening here where the aliens were going to take over our planet. So for the first time listener here, you might go, uh-oh, you know, what's Ron talking about? This sounds really, really wacky. Other people might say, yeah, I kind of sense that. Okay, so here we go. So they came and they saw what was going on here on this planet. And they brought in to defend the Earth at that time, I think, probably, from what my memory has, this would be the first part of this year. I think, don't quote me on this, but I'll say maybe March or April, I think. There's some information on your site here by Ed McKay, Mr. Oxygen. You could check that out because he was taking notes on this here. For myself, it's like the long distance past. But anyway, about 2,000 of our elite fighting forces came back from their future timeline, and I'll just say somewhere between, let's say, 2100 to 2150 to fight the alien because they were going to be invading the planet. About that same time, the movie came out here, Battle L.A., on the screens, okay?
I remember.
So that movie came out when it was released. It came out about a week or two before I knew came out a week or two after this was going on, okay? So instantly, all of these beings that were here got terminated because the aliens had higher technology and they destroyed these basically 2,000 people that came to fight the alien, whatever they had with alien warfare. Well, this is at night for me, and all of a sudden I get this message of, like, imminent danger. Something's, you know, really going bad. And so I happened to look at the situation, and we had to go out. Since I am a medical doctor, in our human terms here, working with restoring spirit souls and bringing back people back to life again. I went out and I had to collect all these 2,000 soldiers and put them back to life because they cannot be destroyed on a timeline. Remember, everything that goes in the future timelines can never be destroyed because if one thing gets destroyed, our timeline here will not exist. So from there, the light ship got involved with these alien wars. Okay, they were doing other things with that. The light ship is not going out into the cosmos to fight aliens, to find them and say, you're bad, that. They do is they will look for things taken away, your free will, free choice, and the perpetrators that are doing this here. And so from there, we got involved with it. I have had other involvements with military officers coming up, which I call from the underground or the basement, almost materialized in my room, talking with me before for maybe a couple of years, needing the light ship help. to help them out with what they're doing. So what you're talking about now is earthquake. Okay, so what happened with those earthquakes, I don't have all the intel on this here. All that I know is that I was working back east taking out alien bases underground that was mainly cloning bases for the aliens to clone people.
Right.
Now, whether there was humans there or not, I can't really say, because all I can talk about is aliens, okay? Or they could have been human-looking aliens, okay? But forgetting that, they were there to destroy this because it was taking away your free will, free choice. And from there, it went from Florida all the way up the East Coast. Instantly, I got a phone call as I was doing this live, going in there, and I actually see the aliens and I deal with them. Either I'm there in my spirit body as a light being, or I'm there physically with my physical body. Either way, it's the same to me. And all of a sudden, I get a phone call saying, man, Brown, there's been an earthquake here on the East Coast, and it went in New York, I think, and to Washington, D.C. And I go, well, that's very interesting because we're taking out bases. And so from there, we went across the United States, went over to Russia, went over to other countries, went over to Iceland. And they've been doing that for quite a while, looking for the alien. And we were only probably, I'm guessing, about 15 miles down. Right now, as I'm talking to you, we're probably about 250 miles into the Earth. So that's about how far we are now looking for aliens. So what happened was these soldiers got destroyed. They got put back together again. Now the light ship is now working with them. So the light ship had to bring forth the captured alien UFOs from each ascension point. Remember, when the darkness gets taken away from the light, they had residue, and they found these alien ships that were perpetrating humanity here with mind control transmission. We have them now visually for us to see. Just look for flat-bottom clouds in your sky. Those are alien ships. So the code name was Gray Skies. I wish we had more time on this program. But anyway,
I knew I needed 3 hours.
Yeah.
I'm glad that
this
third hour.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
So anyway, so what happens is all of the militaries in the wars that we have had, what happens is the soldiers are probably asked to enlist a special type of warfare or to do something else. So I'll just make this scenario. We'll say World War II is happening right now, and all the soldiers that are in boot camp are told instantly that World War II has ended. They go, hooray. And they go, well, would you like to re-up for another type of mission because World War II is over with? And you go, oh, yeah, I'll do that. Well, now they time travel those people from World War II. We'll say, these are, we'll say, 20-year-old boys, 18-year-old boys, into the future, we'll say to 2150. And all of a sudden they go, wow, I'm here now, and they give them alien technology and a spaceship, a UFO to fly in. So UFOs are captured by the light. And then they're upgraded with light technology to fight the alien, which is out of time. Remember, the aliens work in time. The light does not work in time. So they're working in a time-based reality with the UFO upgraded. And when these soldiers actually, will say, pull the trigger on one of their weapons, it's instant. There's no time involved. The aliens won't even know what happened to them because they may not even see what struck them, and they get taken out. That's how quick it works. The light is so bright, you couldn't even stand to look at it, you know, as a comparison to what we know here. And what happens is the soldiers will go out and look for the aliens with their alien updated spacecraft, and they will shoot light at them. Now, at times, they could get taken over or destroyed. At that point, they get put back together again. Now, the process is the light ship will not come in to help out whatsoever unless they're in trouble. So what they're doing is they're still on a timeline, which is darkness. So I need to describe this so you fully understand how the light ship works. Light ship will never interfere with anything because it's free will, free choice. But the people out there fighting the aliens which are still in duality, and they're in duality because they're on a timeline, their rights are being taken away by being shot at or destroyed. At that point, Lightship will come in and terminate the alien races that are out there fighting the United States of America military forces that are time travelers. Now, also, every other government is involved with this, and I think probably about just roughly 25% of our world population is fighting these particular battles now, although it may not be people physically living right now because they're going back in time. So people that have enlisted to fight the aliens, and maybe you might even know this yourself, you may say, gee, I'm doing something at night that's really strange. I'm seeing lasers. I feel like I'm flying in a spaceship, a UFO or something, you know, it's like a blade through. Well, if you have been in the militaries across the nation here, then more than likely they have taken you, went back in time to when you first enlisted, going through boot camp or whenever, and you may have enlisted yourself in doing this at a younger age. And so this is why there's so many people fighting. And if you do get destroyed, the light ship, and what I'm doing is they're also battling the aliens with a light ship, and in the same part, they're finding the soldiers that have been terminated, and bringing back their pieces and rematerializing them over again, so that they will not be ever destroyed. They can't be destroyed. So what we're doing now is this type of thing. There's a lot of movies coming out right now about the world coming to an end. Those are from probably aliens connecting to, channeling to the writers, and they're coming about right now. I know there's a new movie coming out about something with the Earth. I forgot what it was. But all the stuff that we have seen where the aliens are fighting us and we're fighting them, and we actually won, like in Battle of L.A., that is like nothing to hold a counter to what's actually happening. But that's kind of it in a nutshell. What you probably felt was the forces down there taking out the bases. Whether and I was there doing that physically, possibly, but normally I would be behind the militaries of this planet doing that. And the operation name is Gray Skies.
Gray Skies. Now, Gray Skies. You've got something on your website about Gray Skies, but we've only got a couple of minutes left. So tell us what Gray Skies is. That's one of your free ones, isn't it?
Yes, I have a Gray Sky clearing that will help to get rid of the aliens. The aliens first spoke themselves as flat-bottom clouds. If you're older, you can remember looking at clouds, and they were round, puffy clouds like cotton balls. If you see old movies, you may see them, but the ones now normally are all flat-bottom. Those are alien ships doing mind control patterns on you. And now that they know this and people know that they're flat-bottom clouds, then they bring up gray skies to give you a complete camouflage. You can't see them. If you go on and do the gray sky clearing, most people that I've talked to who've done it, I can't say most, but a lot of people have seen actually the sky open up over their house, over their city, and it becomes blue skies again. The gray goes away. Another clearing I have on the website, this is free. It's a satellite clearing. This is where the aliens have, using the term kind of briefly here, is satellites that are connected to you, transmitted through mind control transmissions. I have a clearing which is 2,000 years of darkness that will help everybody out to get the dark side energies off of you for the last 2,000 years so you can at least understand what light is. I have other two free clearings on the website that you can go to. I have a drop-down box for sample full lifetime clearings and things like emotional, mental, pain body release. You can go to that too and check that out. And I don't know what else to say because our time is kind of running out here, but yeah, we need another hour. But anyway, the website is active 24/7. Go on it. CreationLightShip.com. And boy, there's just so much. We just got started here. I feel like Joe just started a few minutes ago here. Back to you, Verlin. I think your mic might be muted. if you can hear me. So what I'll do...
My mic was muted. I just want to remind everyone that you are going to be here the fourth and fifth hours of Radio RMN. On Pacific time, you'll be starting at 2 o'clock, and you'll end at... you'll go the 2 o'clock hour and the 3 o'clock hour and end at 4 o'clock. And so, folks, be here on Monday, because that's when Ron is going to start, unless Joe tells me that's not the starting date. But I think that was the starting date that Kelly told me. So, but whatever, we will work this all out, and Ron will be back. And as I said, I've known Ed McCabe for at least 20 years. And Ed McCabe, Mr. Oxygen, has a worldwide reputation. He never recommends anything unless he's tried it himself. He's known Ron for at least 4 years, has tried all of the things. And, you know, when Ed told me to start doing Ron's healing techniques, I said, wow, Ron needs to be on Radio RMN. And so he will be here on Monday. So, Ron, thank you very much for being a guest here on Radio RMN, and welcome to the Real Media Network. We'll see you. Thanks, everyone, for listening.
Bye, everybody.